The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Isn't it great when we don't have to move the notes and the chords just move and it all still works?
Yeah, I like
that.
What
an easy job that we have here on Off Book, the improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess. That one's Jess McKenna.
That one's Zach Reno. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King Pianist, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris. That feeling when the chord hits, take it to the chorus.
Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickens, the boom from the other room.
Is she playing the drums or using an intricate drum machine? We'll never know because from our current vantage point, we cannot see her.
Oh, wow. What a day to be live and be here with one of our dear friends.
Oh, gosh. So this is a man who I've known for maybe over a decade now. Wow.
This is a man one who of makes my me first laugh so much.
Improv crushes. Truly one of the funniest human beings you'll ever meet. He's in the upcoming Paranormal Activity movie and is, of course, on the incredible Big Grande. Please welcome Dan Lipper.
Excellent mic work.
Hey, great
Thank
job,
you.
Thank you for doing the show.
Hi, flattering intro, I have to say.
Man, every word of it.
I'm rubber, you're glue, and everything you said there bounces off me and sticks right
back. I'm weird. In Paranormal Activity.
I'm neither in Paranormal Activity nor Big Grande, but this is exciting for me.
Oh, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Where's the Deadline article? Big Grande, new member.
Big Grande found another white guy.
Incredible.
They found one.
That does improv? How? Where?
Dan.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Now, because of October, mm-hmm. we were talking a lot about, before off mic, about the 12-foot skeletons that have shown up in our neighborhood and all around. We were talking like, this is coming out October 12th?
I don't know dates, but it's like the second week of October.
I'll tell you what. It's pumpkin season.
12th, I think, is right. I'm doing some math.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely at Trader Joe's, that in those little sections where they're suggesting things, mm-hmm. they're
it's
putting all the
pumpkin-y
pops
I've already had
together.
Two different pumpkin trips to TJ's.
Mm.
Okay. I did a first one where I was like, just get a few things. Don't go wild. And then I did a second one where I went a little more wild.
You had absolutely seeds?
Didn't get any seeds. I got some little pumpkins.
Okay, yes.
I got this pumpkin walked into a bar.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I got a pumpkin, some pumpkin bisque.
Pumpkin,
I got the autumnal harvest soup.
Pumpkin vodka. pumpkin gin. Pump gin.
Pump gin.
Pump gin. Pumpkin shoes.
Pumpkin shoes.
Pumpkin shoes come on pumpkin hats.
What is the best pumpkin item of the year from Trader Joe's so far?
Well, pumpkin JoJo's are pretty.
Those are like the Oreos. Uh-huh.
Do they taste like pumpkin or do they just taste like sweet?
They taste like pumpkin.
Love to see.
They also have Halloween JoJo's that are just standard JoJo's with orange frosting for just the color combo.
I like that.
But they have pumpkin JoJo's and both the cookie and the cream are pumpkin fied.
Both the cookie
and the cream.
It is funny how you sort of like anything, regardless of content, can be a Vincent Price-esque statement.
Yes.
If given the proper.
But
both the cookie and
both the cookie
and the cream.
Is that, did I reference that? Who is Vincent Price? I just said a name and don't have any information to back it up.
We all went with it.
He's like a scary, creepy guy, Sky, yeah?
The narrator from Thriller.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. I don't know if Scott's on mic, but I just said it again.
The narrator from Thriller.
Yeah.
I was picturing the body of Bela Lugosi, but...
Ooh, yeah, that hot bod of Bela... Oh, you know what I like to do? Picture the bod of Bela Lugosi.
Both the torso and the arms. We cut to a graveyard. The moon is out. The wolves are in the woods. There's a little creepy shack, yes, it's made of wood. On the edge of a graveyard with gravestones galore. Ghouls and ghosts, perhaps, but wait, there's also more.
There is more, there is more.
That's right.
A little bat flew on by, and the fog is hanging low, and the grass is wet, it'll get on your shoes, and ooh, that's what, it's a boo boo boo, little tingles up your spine, we're here to have a very good time.
Also there are cobblestones, and also there are rocks, and look, there's some trash over there, water bottles and socks, and look, there's a creepy fence with a creepy creaky gate, and if you think that's all there is, well, you just have to wait,
cause there is more, there is more.
Mausoleum? Yes, there's more. Groundskeeper?
Yes, there's more.
Little grave?
Yes, there's more.
Places where cats die?
Yes, there's more.
Living cats?
Yes, there's more.
Dying dogs?
Yes, there's more.
This got creepy?
Yes, there's more.
A little sad?
Yes, there's more. There's more. Boo, there's more. There's more. Traveler, come in. You, who are we? The Crypt Keepers 3.
Yes!
My name's David.
And my name's Chrysanthemum.
And of course, I am Sam.
David, Chrysanthemum, and Sam here to welcome you to our graveyard where all is not as it seems.
A creepy, crawly feeling under your skin? Well, then I think it's time to begin.
Now, this tale starts in a graveyard not unlike this one.
Yes, I feel it should be sort of like the one we're in since we spent all that time setting the table.
Yeah, well, that's the story. I was going to tell the story with the big bouncy ball.
Oh, yes, tell the story of the big...
Because there's other graveyards out
there. There's other graveyards.
Well, yes, there's the one about the tricycle with too many wheels. But that's not the graveyard story I was going to tell. I was going to tell a story in this very graveyard about a little boy with a big bouncy ball. Oh, look, there he is now.
All right, little Maximus, don't go too far with your ball now.
All right, Papa. But, Papa, what if the ball bounces and I have to retrieve it?
Maximus, if the ball bounces a certain distance away, then you should just let the ball go.
Sorry, popping in really quick. Important to know, this graveyard is in ancient Greece. Rome. Whatever the Maximus name is from. A classic Halloween tale. As you were, I am but humble narrator from the song.
Papa, but if my ball shall fall into the Colosseum, can't I run with my slabbity leather sandals after it?
Oh, but Maximus, we haven't even finished inventing democracy yet.
You're right, Papa.
Please be...
Well, Papa, I think we'll just steal it from those Greeks here in Rome, near the Colosseum.
Yes, of course.
That settles it. It's Rome, you see. And democracy has not quite been invented yet. That's important for this story. And just wait until you hear what happens next.
Now, good boy.
Yes, Papa.
I've already allowed you to bring the ball with you to play at this somber location. We are here to mourn all of our ancestors who died at Thermopylae before the gods.
Oh, all right, Papa. My favorite of the gods is, let me think, the Roman ones.
Neptune?
Mars. Mars, Papa, because he reminds me of this red ball.
Yes, the god of...
War.
And delicious little chocolate confections.
Yes,
dear listener, perhaps you didn't know, but Mars was a tricksy sort, and though he enjoyed bloodshed and violence, he also, lesser known, was the god of little tiny treats.
Maximus, let me take your imagination to the time.
Am I chiming in too much?
Here's how I feel. Is normally there's a bit of butting in at the top.
That's what I felt. And then I just like kept doing it. And I was like, now I have overstayed.
I find narration helpful in a story. Otherwise, I get so lost.
I agree, but it's a spice, right?
It's a spice, but also you don't want too much exposition in the mouth of your character. So it's helpful for you to
just
do
to
that.
Just to sort of speed things along. There they go, speeding along to praise their ancestors who died before the gods at Thermopylae.
Now, Maximus, if you do not respect the gods... They do smite you.
I know, Papa.
You must make sure that you behave amongst the gods the way you would want to be seen by the great ones. Mars, the god of war and chocolate confections. Neptune, the god of the sea. And more.
Hey, and more. I know.
Yes, there's more.
I want to be how the gods want to see me, not looking for any kind of trick. I want to be how the gods see me, and I want that to be it. I want to take on any battle like Mars.
That's my boy.
Bounce, following it down the hall. never seen this place before.
And he found himself in a giant open field covered in broken axes and shattered spears, the shields of warriors long dead littering the ground around.
Oh, wow. And so many poor soldiers found their graves here. I'll call this a yard grave.
Yes, it's a yard grave. And it forever would be known as the famous yard grave you all know today, dear listeners. But this story isn't about that. It's about the man who Maximus saw holding the red ball in his hand. He was a tall man, a strong man, with a sword in one hand and the aforementioned red ball in the other, and a little smudge of something brown and sweet around his mouth.
Excuse me, sir, that is actually my ball.
Holy shit! Excuse me, boy, you terrified me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought my sandals made some noise, but I suppose once I got on the grass, they made less
so. The grass, you see, muted the noise of the flippity-flop sandals that would have made a lot of noise.
That one is too much butting in.
You're okay.
No, yes, I don't know. I just feel like that one felt like, yeah, we get it.
Okay.
Sometimes you want the audience to fill in yes. their own heads, so they're
imagining.
But
what did they not think, as a creator, just can we take a tea real quick?
Yes, of course.
T.O., as a creator, I struggle between wanting an audience to have agency and imagine art and enjoy it the way they want
right,
it.
Right, right.
But also, I made the art.
Right.
So what if I want them to see it the way that I intend?
Oh, well, I feel like it's the same thing where if you say you love someone and they say I love you too, there's no way for you to know anything beyond your own human experience of what you perceive love to be. And there's a bit of magic in the leap of faith that is trusting that you understand the word closely enough to the same thing. I feel it's best to do the same thing with art. You put your intentions out there. You put them out with good faith.
And then when people say they like it, you just sort of...
You accept that they've left and met you where you wanted to be. And if there's not that sort of magical dance, are you even really connecting, or are you just foisting on a bunch of opinions?
Well, that's my thing, is like, am I okay with foisting a bunch of opinions?
Well, that's a larger question for you.
This love thing really freaked me out, man. I had never thought of it that way.
Oh, Sam, oh, really? Sam, deep breath.
Sam, you never thought about how no one could actually define that word for you?
No, so is my perception of the love or hate I feel different from every single other
I mean,
person?
Possibly, right? I mean, that's the bit.
That's
I mean,
the thing.
I guess we're all taking that sort of leap of faith that we assume we're speaking the same language, but truly, we could all be chips in the night.
We don't know. I don't know how you define love. I don't know how you define comfort? I don't know how it feels in your experience.
Oh, fuck.
Do you need to, like, take a second?
Are you all right?
We can hold on.
I need a paper bag to breathe into.
Let's all of us go grab a snack real quick, and you calm down, and we'll get back, and we'll let them sort of just, like, take the story as they go.
Okay. Oh, I haven't seen a soul in ages, boy.
Oh, but General, yes, the battle here was fought 100 years ago.
Years. Time is meaningless to me. The only two people out down here is me and then my nemesis.
Your nemesis?
Yes.
Is it that guy over there?
Oh, you saw me here, did you?
Yeah, well, of course we saw you.
Hiding behind this thicket of brambles.
You've got that big, huge helmet hat on.
Got a big, huge helmet hat to cover my big, huge head. Do you know who I am, boy? Is it a name you've ever said?
I don't know.
And do you even know who you're talking to?
Uh-uh.
That man with the chocolate-covered sword.
Uh-uh.
Who's scared of boys that sneak up on him.
Huh?
And that was your reward. But yes, I am a nemesis.
He's my nemesis. A cocky little bitch walking round the yard. Not the rest of us get a song of our own, but my nemesis.
A nemesis.
He's the one in your nightmares. He haunts your dreams when you sleep. He's the noise in your Roman closet. He's the thing under your Roman bed.
I'm a cocky little bitch and I hide in the shadows in the day and also shadows in the night. I am the thing that you thought you saw when you turned real fast from the corner of your eye.
He's my nemesis.
I'm your nemesis.
You know you've seen him. He's the one walking around on your roof when you think that's just raccoons.
Clip, clip, clop with my big silver boots and my big shiny hat and my loud kazoo.
Known as Beelzebub, he's a nemesis.
Nemesis, nemesis, nemesis,
nemesis,
nemesis,
nemesis, nemesis.
Oh my God, you are both gods, aren't you? You're both gods, aren't you? That's yes. Why you can right. Be here for hundreds of years.
That's
and
right.
Still be
this
alive.
Is this is the god Mars, and Mars. I am, of course, am the god Nemesis. My name is Nemesis. Oh, a cocky little bitch with silver boots. I'm Nemesis. And I play a kazoo, which is a bad flute. I'm Nemesis. Hiding, sneaking, making trouble, Nemesis. And I've come to play. Yes, a game between me and my nemesis. I mean, I'm Nemesis.
But I am your
You're
nemesis.
My nemesis, but I am Nemesis. And
yes.
Can I just say, Mars, I'm a big fan. Huge fan. You're my number one.
Honestly, me too. You're like my number two.
Maybe 100 years ago I'd understand that, but I'm nobody to be worshipped boy or nemesis.
I quite agree, which is why I've created a game for us to play, perhaps in which the boy can prove to you that you are a god worthy to be worshipped indeed.
And will I get my ball back?
Sure as I am a cocky little bitch, I am confident that the day will end with you getting your ball back.
And I bet in this game that you will see me for who I really am. A self-loathing, junk food addicted loser.
Oh, no. Is this one of those don't meet your heroes situations?
Oh, no, I mean, that's what I think it should be for you. It's, don't aspire to be.
I think it's one of those meet your heroes, be like, ugh, really? That shakes the hero so much that he's like, I've got to turn my shit around.
Yes, it could be one of those.
I doubt it. I don't see myself having any change or arc at all, except for down, down, down. Look, I mean, look at my big fat stomach. Look at my big flabby arms. Am I a god of war to you?
Oh, you're still a god of war to me, Mars, because I know that the main thing that god of war has to have is a little bit of fight. You still got some fight in you?
I got nothing.
Come on now.
Come on, Mars.
Tape up your hands. Lace up your sandals.
Put on your armor.
I'll never fight again.
Pick up your shield.
What even is this game? Fighting?
Find your helmet.
No.
In this battlefield.
There's coming a battle. You're gonna enjoy. I've set up a match for you, and it's fighting a little boy. You're fighting a boy. You're fighting a boy.
Me, the boy?
Yeah. Now you're on both the planets. You're fighting a little boy. Go to war with this boy. You're fighting a boy. There will be tricks and traps, deceptions, and all. One ploy.
Oh,
when you're fighting a little boy.
Guess I'll pick up my sword. Guess I'll put my shoulders back. Guess I will learn how to fight my idols. I will go
promises, this plan's wild.
This plan is wild.
You can't pit an actual god in a fight against a child. But the god's lost his mojo.
Oh.
That god's lost his groove.
I'm so cool.
And fighting a child is a very small price for the thing that I'm trying to do. He's fighting a boy. He's fighting a boy. Set. This ball shall be the key, for the ball shall be your weapon.
Oh.
And a sword I give to thee.
Wait, he's
that's all- right. The god has a sword, the child has a ball. There's more handicaps. No, that isn't all.
Wait,
I'm blindfolding you, and you get a spear.
What?
And that are the rules here. When you're fighting a boy, you're fighting a boy. Just a little is bitty, the itty, this kitty, a boy.
I got my spear, I got my sword, I got my boots laced up all tight. This boy's got a ball, he's blindfolded, I'm gonna stab him all right.
Now Mars is feeling confident. Can he kill this boy? Well, that's a question for you, dear listener. And this tale I hope you enjoy as he's fighting this boy.
Did you want to split these chili cheese fries, or are these for the table, or are these just for me?
I got them for...
You
wait,
got
are you asking if I got them
wait,
just for you?
You also ordered them?
Oh, yes.
Oh, great. Two
did
orders
you get
of
chili cheese fries?
What even is my definition of split the same as yours? If I say
wait,
let's
share.
Split.
Let's share.
Right.
We don't have
what
to.
What if I say split and,
oh,
and
really,
then you take
really
more than I do?
Conflicts abound, dear listener. How will any of these threads of fate be tied together in a satisfying way?
How
indeed?
And
well,
who's satisfying? Is my satisfying the different than
sure,
yours?
Sam, yeah, sure, sure, Sam.
Stick
yeah.
around because there's more. Crips and More, the musical.
Yes, that's right. Crips and More.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, 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 if it isn't a bunch of deviled eggs who stuck around for this spooky and delightful fright.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want the deviled eggs?
Yes.
Okay, yes. We'll also
these
have
are
the
for
deviled
sharing.
Eggs. Yes.
Look at all these little deviled eggs.
Oh, is this a gherkin? That's a nice touch on
it. Look, this little gherkin snuck into my deviled
Sam,
egg.
Sam, are you all right? friend, do you need like a water or?
I think I've kind of figured it out.
I think that this story is actually going to be really helpful to you if you listen to it all the way through, because it's all about sort of being in a place of the unknown and fear, and then coming out stronger on the other side.
Oh, so it does come out stronger, because I'm feeling.
Well, for some,
perhaps for some, they come out dead.
I'm but sorry, that's why I didn't mean to step on your toes.
No, not at all. Deader is better than
what
I was
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Sometimes when you do a slow turn, it gives the opportunity for someone to say what you're going
deader,
to say.
Deader, yeah, yeah.
So let's get into these deviled eggs, and let's let you get back into this story, yes. Dear listener. For as you see, the god of war, Mars, was of course about to fight a little boy.
Well, that fight was over very quickly, and Mars, you cried a lot.
I didn't cry.
You did cry. You're currently crying a lot, and the blindfolded boy hit you with the ball, and you started crying.
I didn't know we could hit below the belt with the ball.
Did I hit him?
You won the fight.
I won?
It didn't do what I thought it was. I thought this was going to be like a way to boost you
up.
Well,
that was a huge catch-22. If you prove to the boy that he should trust that his heroes are meetable and strong, mm-hmm. then the boy gets killed. If you don't prove that to the boy, then the boy lives. So it's hard. It's a hard lesson. You understand what I
what
mean?
What a hard knock life for Mars.
I was just sort of hoping. It is a hard knock life for Mars. I don't want to skate by that. Let's all take a second. It is a hard knock life.
Hard knock.
Wow. You know what's hard to say?
Hard knock life?
Yes.
Hard knock life?
Hard knock knife. What did I say?
Hard knock life?
It's a hard knock.
And while you're distracted, I stab at you. Ow, my foot.
Did you step on your own foot
he stepped
while
on
you
his
jousted
own foot.
At Nemesis?
He stepped on his own foot and then managed to put his sword into his other foot. He shish kebobbed himself here.
Ow!
To the ground.
I thought you were immortal. How could you even feel pain?
And that's the first lesson I have to teach you. Just because we can't die doesn't mean we can't feel.
Oh, wow. I'm learning so much.
But you're being... I am the cocky little bitch. What are you? Why are you being such a whiny little bitch?
I'm not being a whiny little bitch. I just... look at this battlefield of dead souls.
Yeah, you killed these people.
These are the ghosts of all of the people that I've killed, and they haunt me every night I go to sleep, and they haunt
every
me.
Every time you sit down at dinner, the empty chairs and empty tables sort of haunting you.
Yes, yes, empty chairs, empty tables.
You have seen the others, and you have discovered that this fight is not worth fighting, and you've seen their mothers, and you will no other to follow me where you're going.
Yes, little so boy, take a shower and shine your shoes, little boy.
Actually, as your nemesis, I think that's actually not a bad idea. Let's go in the Roman bath. Take a shower.
Shine your shoes.
Let's all.
No time to lose.
Because to be totally honest, I thought what was going to happen was this fight was going to be very close. And I would call it before anyone
else. And I think what we discovered is that this fight is not worth fighting.
Yeah, I mean, I agree.
So take a shower, shine your shoes.
You've got no time to lose.
That's what I'm saying. What is happening? I feel like I'm a crazy person right now. Am I Nemesis? So difficult to comprehend. Are my machinations so complex?
Let me try. Let me try one more time.
Okay.
Nope. I guess it's just take a shower, shine.
That's what I'm saying.
All right,
fuck.
But okay, just think of Mars as a great, he's sort of like the ultimate general.
I know who Mars is.
I know. He's like,
happening?
He's like the general of all generals, right? And he's trying, 100 years ago on this battlefield, he gave a dispatch and he didn't like it anymore. He's the general of all generals.
I'm losing my fucking mind here. What is happening? Yes. Yeah. Yes!
He had a beard. Yes! He had a beard on his face to cover the scars.
Yes! Story is being told amongst us. Look, you seem upset.
Yes!
Let me take loneliness, your lips, and the two coins of your eyes. I don't know what I do after that.
Well, hold on. No, you take loneliness.
Your lips.
My two lips.
And the two coins of your eyes.
The coins of my eyes.
Mm-hmm. And put them in your pocket?
I put them in my pocket,
there's
yes.
something about pockets.
No,
yes.
Never. You'll never. You listen. You, Lars, you listen to me. You will never put the two coins of my eyes into your pocket.
I'll do whatever I want.
I will see the crows pick your bones apart. first. There's something we have to do.
We've got a show.
Scrub a dub dub in the shower. Scrub a dub bubbles galore. We're covered in bubbles and dirt and the dust and the blood of the gore and the war. Get into the Roman bath. Crank the jets on high. Woo! Cause it's never so fun as a clean, clean time.
Oh, so take a shower, shut. You got nothing what? Left to lose.
What the fuck?
You are a young man, you must be going
yes,
to the Roman bath.
Take a shower, shine your shoes.
You got nothing.
This is
left
what I was saying.
You're a young man, you must be going.
Shut up, listen to me.
To the Roman bath.
I'm saying we get in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Or maybe water comes from the air.
Scrub-a-dub-a-bub.
It doesn't really matter. The point is we're clean and there's dirt and there's water everywhere.
Yes.
And the second thing I was saying is our sandals are all covered in grime. And if we took our sandals and cleaned them, it'd be a real, 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 real good time.
You're saying to take a shower.
Yes!
Nothing left to you. You are a young man, you must be going to the Roman bath.
Take a shower, shine your shoes. You got nothing left to lose.
You are a young man, you must be going
to the Roman bath.
I have seen the other Roman baths, and they are not as good as this one. This one is beautiful. I'm having so much squeaky clean fun.
Scrub it up, dub. Scrub it, dab it, every dab. Scrub it, dab it, dab it, dab it, dab. Scrub it, dab it, take a shower.
Yes, I'm saying that we get in the bath and that the water comes down from the air and that we soak our sandals in the pool.
Well,
I would not end there. I would also say I'm young, I guess, and also got nothing to lose. That's exactly what I'm saying. What the fuck is going on?
To the Roman bath.
Take a shower, shine your shoes. You got nothing left to lose.
You're a young man, you must be going
to the Roman bath.
I feel so much cleaner now. Thank you.
I feel clean, but I'm f***ing losing my mind.
We're saying the same thing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're saying the same thing.
Okay.
You kind of made a suggestion, but we're kind of more on the same page about
We were all in agreement, but we were more on the same page.
I'm glad the two of you are having such a good time.
I feel invigorated by the hot water.
You look good.
You look good.
I feel like a lot of what you sort of attributed as grown mass was just sort of like, by the way, and let me say, I thought you looked fine.
You look great.
Well, I'm not here to body shape you.
You know what I'm learning is the more time I spend around my naked body around others, the more comfortable I get with it that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know that feeling?
Yeah, it's just like we're all just in little clothes and they're meaningless. We all
little
got
little meat sacks that cannot yes. die and do feel pain. Well, we're all the same.
Well, no, I'm...
Stab me once and I may bleed, but I will not care on a sort of greater level because I'm immortal.
Yes. Well, I'm a mortal boy, so I guess I feel slightly differently.
Well, now comes the next part of your challenge.
Oh, Nemesis and his challenge.
You see this red ball floating, bobbing?
All I want is my red ball
yes,
back.
It's right there. It's not
May
bad.
I take it?
I don't know. Can you?
Oh, I feel like this is a trick. Oh, but that ball is such a treat. But what a trick. But that ball is such a treat.
Let me put it this way. The ball is more than a ball. Are you familiar with Mars?
Yes.
Are you familiar with other Mars?
Oh, the planet?
That's right. The places.
The red star?
Named after the gods.
Yes.
The planet is fiery red as I once was. Now the planet that should be named after me should be a big round ball of shit, because that's what I...
Well, that's not a planet.
Please don't talk
know.
About my friend that way. Mars, are you saying that this ball that I've had as a toy for months is actually a...
I'm saying...
Planet?
I'm saying that the planet, the god, and the ball are
all the same thing.
Wow, okay.
Have you been taking care of the ball?
Yes.
Does the ball look better now the ball is clean?
Yes.
Is a ball meant to be bobbing around in the water?
I don't know.
In the sky with a beautiful gleam?
Okay.
What happens if you pop the ball?
I don't know.
Can a god deflate?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, I guess we'll just have to wait.
I'm thinking I should super bounce this ball back in the sky. Should I super bounce this ball back in the sky? He's getting in my head, making me ask questions of how and where and why. But should I super bounce this ball back in the sky?
Boy, talk to me a moment.
Yes, Mars.
I'll be over here, just out of earshot, taking a shower,
look at
shining
that.
My shoe.
Look at that huge head. It'll take him forever to wash that huge head of his. Boy, I worry. It has been ages since anyone has super bounced a ball. And the last ball that anyone tried to super bounce was that of the god Pluto. And the boy super bounced the ball so hard that Pluto went so far away.
No one's heard from that little bitch in quite some time.
And no one's heard
of that. I thought you were out of earshot.
What?
I thought you were out of earshot.
Not never, really. Sort of omnipresent.
Yes.
Yes, us gods can hear all, even if we cover our ears. It's like having noise canceling on you.
But I think it's what I owe you, Mars. It's what my papa said. He said I needed to honor my ancestors and pray to you, my most favorite god.
Well, if you super bounce too soft, the ball goes into the sun like the unheard-of god, Shootimus. If you super bounce too far, I end up far away like the little bitch Pluto.
Oh no, Mars.
You must super bounce perfectly for me to remain fiery and red.
And if you don't, perhaps another god will take his place.
Oh, I see. You're trying to become more of a main god. Trying to get an upgrade, Nemesis?
No.
Yes, I think that's what's happening. I think you could trust me, Marsh.
Well, go ahead and do it. I deserve to be...
I can super bounce this ball back in the sky.
Not too far and not too high.
Super bounce this ball back in the sky.
And not too near or into the sun.
You won't take his place, Nemesis. Never will you replace this guy.
Just do it.
Such a moment of tension, you know?
Look at me. My mouth is agape.
Mine too, but it's because, honestly, those chili cheese fries have like some heat on
heat.
The end.
They have a little bit of a
that
heat.
That sneaks up on you.
Right, too many deviled eggs when we were supposed to share them.
No.
Now I feel
no.
Like
and
I
however many deviled eggs you wanted to eat is the
I
perfect
feel like,
amount.
Sam,
of-
we all got one, and then it's like,
then no
after
one picked
that,
another one.
No one touched it for
okay.
A bit.
And then you ate six, and that's
and
fine.
That's fine.
And that's fine!
So you see what's happening, like the boy is torn between
trying to bounce the ball.
And the question is like, if he succeeds, what's Nemesis's angle?
Right.
Nemesis is the one that told
him to do it.
No, I
think it's clear. Nemesis wants to replace Mars.
Well, but what if he's just saying that to get in the boy's head? Because that's
what else
exactly
would Nemesis
what,
want? Well,
that's the question, isn't it?
What else? But I feel like...
I don't know.
I feel like there hasn't been any signposting about a different desire from Nemesis.
Well, that's the thing about, Nemesis is that he doesn't always sort of leave... clues, but what it is he's
but
actually
I think it's, a good tale has twists, obviously. A good tale has
twists. A good tale has twists.
Especially a creepy, crypty story.
A creepy, crypty. Yes, as you all remember, this is, of course, taking place in a field that has a lot of dead people in it. It is, of course, a big crypt.
Yes, it's a big crypt.
And more, and so much more.
It's a yard grave.
It's a yard grave.
Shall we return to the graveyard?
Please, post.
Does anyone have cash for the tip? I feel like sometimes...
I do, but only euro.
All right. I'll put it on my card.
You didn't even tell us about your trip.
You haven't told us about your trip.
Honestly, it was so good. Honestly, so good. I have never been to jolly old London before, and I feel like I really fit
in there. Wait, and you were using the euro there?
They did not. Well, no. I got euro to go there. That's why I still have euro.
Right.
Because I was like, this is Europe. I can pay. And they were like, no, we use the pound here.
Right. Even before Brexit.
So now what do I do with all this euro?
Well, you take it to an exchange.
Well, the exchanges,
there's a tough rate.
The rates are criminal! But honestly, I had a wonderful time.
That's great.
I went and saw the eye, the big eye.
Ah, yes, the eye's very fun.
I rode the big Ferris wheel.
You need to post more on social media.
I don't like to. I feel like it's a weird time.
No, you can do a few posts. People like seeing people have a nice time.
I'll post one. I'll post this.
Just don't overpost.
There's one of me breaking into Shakespeare's Globe Theater.
Don't post that one.
It's a saucy one.
Put that on your stories to close friends.
It's me with a big chainsaw going, wink, as I go in through the side. It's all wood.
A chainsaw?
It's all wood. You can chainsaw right through the side of the globe.
Oh my God.
They reconstructed it using only the materials that they made in the actual globe. So you can just cut through that bad boy with a saw.
Do not post this photo. I have to tell you. This will get you in trouble.
With whom?
The authorities.
In some other country? Is that even... Can I even be arrested in a country in which I don't live?
Oh, wow. I suppose there would be an extradition
law. Yes, plus Crypt Keeper law should protect us.
Crypt Keeper... Yes, that's right. We have immunity from all crimes, evil or spooky.
Oh, yes, I forgot. We are dead.
That's right. Speaking of dead, I'm dead sure we got to get back to this story right now, but I will put a post up.
Thank you.
Well, you did it. You bounced it perfectly into the sky. How do you feel now?
I feel...
If this You're glowing, boy, Mars.
If this boy who could have so much faith in me could have the faith in himself, guided by his faith in me, to do a perfect Super Bowl throw...
It was my best Super Bounce ever. I wish Papa were here to see it.
Yes. I wish he was, too. And I really wish he was here to see what comes next. Let's see how much you've grown, Mars. It's time to get in a fight with a boy.
Round two.
Round two fight
now
with
I'm
a boy.
Now I'm stronger and more confident.
That's right.
But I am also more confident, but I don't have my weapon, the ball, because I bounced it back into the sky.
Well, let's even the playing field a little bit for this one, shall we?
Yes.
Mars, you take a sword.
I take a sword.
Hold it in your hand.
Hold it in my hand.
And you, Maximus, I think you understand. Take your hand.
Yes.
And take the sword.
Right.
Now throw the sword away and curl your hand into a ball. You fight with a ball. The ball is a fist. You are the fighter. You are a boy. You are a god. You have a sword. Put on a blindfold just like before. Get in a fight with a ball. It's heavy.
Oh, I can lift it so high, cause I'm a confident, confident guy from the help I got from the boy.
Boy, a fight with a boy.
A little less wild, this fight with a child. It's a fight with a boy. It's a fight with a boy.
And he died.
Somehow the boy was staying alive.
your face. And you stabbed a god, and it hurt, but of course he didn't die, because he's a god. And really watching it, I did enjoy.
I was stabbed by a boy!
And see, Mars, now you see that the person that lifted you up was also the person that could strike you down. Which is why, boy.
Yes?
Or should I call you Nemesis?
Oh, I have to be Nemesis?
You are Nemesis now.
Oh my gosh, you're fading into dust.
It was always my dream to pass on my crown. I couldn't be the nemesis you needed, so I'll be going now. Because you needed this boy.
Needed this boy
to help you shine bright.
So bright.
And so now, boy, I give you the eternal fire. You're no longer a boy. It's a feeling that I think you'll enjoy.
Ha-ha.
You're a boy. Here is my helmet. Here are my silver shoes. Do with them as you choose.
Oh, gonna shine these shoes. Nothing left to lose. Nothing left to lose.
Take a shower and shine your shoes. I have nothing left to lose.
Well, I guess I'll be seeing you, Mars. I guess this is one of those we make each other better because we fight each other type things.
Yes. Well, you were made great. I still got stabbed by a little boy. I had a pretty tough time in that battle.
You didn't get stabbed by a little boy. You got stabbed by your nemesis.
Yes. Everyone needs one.
Everyone needs one.
And so you see, the boy was the nemesis that God needed all along. And on this day, Mars was not returned to his former glory, but he was on the path. For it is in the journey, not the destination, that we find our closest friends and cruelest confidants.
Another story well told by David Nemesis.
What's right?
The very nemesis of the story.
Yes.
Turned into a crypt keeper.
It's me. A big twist and a big turn. We told you we were dead, and we didn't say that we were dead people.
No, 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 no. No.
For example, you may, my friend Sam over there, Pluto.
And it is I. Venus.
Yep.
Didn't
come up, but that's just who it is.
Yes, that's who it is.
Yes, for all crypt keepers are actually Roman gods.
That is right. And we hope you will join us next week, for there are so many things in this crypt to talk about.
Oh, yes. There are sandals and swords and baths, but there is more.
There's more. There's more. There's bats and dogs and lizards that creep on the floor. But yes,
there's more.
There's hearts been broken, webs been run through, spiders with legs, eight little eyes.
There's fries and chili and deviled eggs. And yes, those spiders with furry legs.
There's crickets
and there are
bees
and dogs.
Until next time, dear listener, and remember, today's little boy is your next immortal nemesis.
Oh no, we accidentally did a perfect one.
But that's... Whoa. Oh no, we did a perfect one.
Oh no.
And that was the end of the musical, but this is going to be the end of the podcast. Because we got to say, ladies and gentlemen,
Dan Lipper.
but creepy crawly, super scary, creepy spooky. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Dana. Now, Dan.
Thanks, y'all.
And the upcoming paranormal activity.
Yes. You know, I signed an NDA, and then we accidentally did the full plot of the movie on this podcast. So.
Okay, everyone on this podcast, be cool.
Be cool,
everyone, be cool. Please go still see it.
Don't go on Rotten Tomatoes and be like, they didn't know which one was Greek and which one was Rome in this Paranormal Activity movie.
Yes, new Paranormal Activity movie, October 29th on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
The app application, so get the app, watch that, and then, you know, while you're on there, watch... iCarly and backlog of the Real World.
Go watch
and, the Challenge.
Listen, you're on Paramount Plus. You're good. There's a lot of off-book guests for you there. There's got Lacey Mosley
on iCarly.
You got Tawny and Jessica on Star Trek Lower Decks. There's a lot of Paramount Plus stuff that you got to get in your
Paramount
ears.
Paramount Plus and off-book should. I mean, that's a match made in.
I mean, the crypt.
You got an upcoming show coming up with Big Grande.
And Big Grande, yes, my sketch and improv group. You can go to Big Grande website to buy all our podcasts if you'd like from us. We also have an animated show on there now, podcast episode that we animated. And if you're in Los Angeles, we're taping a comedy special on October 23rd and October 24th at the Broadwater Theater. So go to the website to get tickets.
Hell yeah. Well, guess what? Y'all, you could make a whole weekend of it. See Off Book at Dynasty Typewriter on October 22nd with Big Grande member Drew Tarver and
not
Carl
Big Grande member, but Carl, incredible guest Carl Tart.
So we would love to see you if you are in Los Angeles at the live show October 22nd, Dynasty Typewriter. Get those
You're gonna
sticks.
Like those live shows
on Dynasty
and Broadwater.
Oh, by the way, thank you so much to those of you who have supported the show at offbookclubhouse.com. We really appreciate it. If you are not in a place to financially support the show, we totally understand. We would love for you to leave us a review. Some of you left some really incredible reviews of Panera Bread. I really do appreciate that. Our phones are being used to film this, so I will read them the next time we get there. But hey, if you want to leave more good reviews of, I don't know, what album is that song from?
The Dispatch?
Yes.
The General is the song. I don't know what album.
You want to leave more reviews of the song The General by...
I'm sorry. Do you not know that song? Do you know that song?
This song?
No.
Take a shower.
Do you know The General?
I don't.
Wow.
I sort of,
it was clear you didn't
I glommed
know
on as you were going on to it.
I just kept thinking... You don't know it either?
I have no idea, no.
Dana?
What is this?
Do you know The General by Dispatch? Whoa!
Okay, only the two people doing the joke knew it.
Wow.
How close was the song?
Very close, but it has a very iconic guitar entrance that I kept being like,
here
we go, Brett. Here, any minute.
Listen,
it's like,
Brett and Brett on the guitar riff.
Yeah, it's...
that is it?
Yeah. Oh, sweet general! I got a general and it seems to me...
This is not going to translate at all, but I used to do this like solo character bit that is about someone coming in at the wrong time to Sweet Child of Mine. And like,
got a long intro.
Someone in their car alone who keeps trying to start singing and is just like,
Based on real experience?
Absolutely. I always get frustrated when I come in at the wrong time. And that one is real. Like, it's very hard.
Bass solo.
There's like three fake outs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm really shocked that... Actually, Dana, I'm most shocked that you don't know it because I feel like I heard it for the first time when I went away to school and I associate it as being a much more East Coast song. East Coast band, Dispatch. The guitar is like,
it's one of those songs that, like, as you guys were singing the melody, I was like, I have heard this before, but I don't know it so well to...
I have seen the others and I will discover that this fight is not worth fighting.
Listen, you can all go and listen to it.
Take a shower, shine your shoes. You got nothing
That sounds familiar.
You're a young man, you must be living. Go on, you
are
forgiven.
To the Roman bath.
Yeah,
we all know it.
All right, I'm sorry. I had
it's
to close
such
that
a
loop.
Specific time, because it would be like if you were listening to Jack Johnson, Dispatch might have come up. It was like in that zone of like
it's
coffee house.
But I also feel like it's a song that people, it is like a douchey person with a guitar at a party song.
It's Wonderwall 2. Yeah,
that's
like
why you thought I would know it.
Brett really showed you by not knowing it. By being a cool person with a guitar.
Yeah. Well, I feel like, Brett, I expect your cool guy oeuvre to include also the douchebag category. What makes a douchebag is they only know those songs.
Totally fair.
You know what I mean?
You know douchebag plus. Douchebag and more.
I want the douchebag plus plan.
Sign up for Paramount Plus.
Listen, here's what we need. Here's what we need. We need you to go on and we need you to write a glowing review of Paramount Plus, the streaming service, on our podcast. We will appreciate that dearly.
And we're going to have we'll have Sean Matthew do a poll of do you know Dispatch?
Have you
not
heard this song before?
All right. Thank you so much, Off Book listeners. Give it up one more time for Scott Passarelli, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings. Give it up for Brett Morris. That feeling when he doesn't know the chords of Dispatch. Give it up for Dana Wickens on the Stickens. Give it up for our beloved guest, Dan Lipper. Check out those shows. Check out Paramount Plus to see Paranormal. Paramount Paranormal, that's a paragon of talent.
And remember, if you take a shower and shine your shoes,
you'll have nothing left to lose.
Throw them in bath. Bye!